for my edition of Farmer Friday this week. I got an individual down there at Wayne County, Dan May. Dan, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
No problem, Pat.
Since last time I chatted with you, a lot of water, so to speak, has gone under the bridge. But tell us a little bit about how things went for you from the planting standpoint on your corn and beans.
Yeah, like you said, there was a lot of water there in the month of May, pretty much a standstill. But me personally, you know, I got in on the end of that, got the corn in, which just popped right up and looked good. It was going in a lot of times that there was a lot of replant going on, but kind of in the area, everything that if it got in early in some of those April dates, it looks real good. It's tasseling, it's going good. And some of that replant corn, it's not far behind it. So it'll be interesting to see what this fall brings as far as that goes, especially with yields. I think the crop itself looks pretty good, looks decent. The thing that I think is going to probably hurt us is the stand and the stand quality throughout the field as a whole compared to last year.
Well, that's the thing I was going to ask you about in terms of the height, and kind of surprised me. There was corn shooting tassels already, and I'm assuming that the same thing is happening down your way.
Yeah, some of the corn, I mean, it kind of does look short, but quite a little bit of it's coming on tasseling. It's probably a good thing with the temperatures we're having here. It's a little bit cooler, we'll get some moisture, so hopefully that'll help some things come fall.
Taking a look on the soybean side, the beautiful thing about soybeans is they really grow in the second half, and now that we're on the downhill side of that sunlight shining longer, those soybean plants are really going to go to town. How's it looking on your end?
Yeah, any soybeans I'm going to say are all over the board. There are some that are, you know, probably shin high, knee high. There are some that are still just coming kind of here in the area. There's some guys that are doing some wheat and doing some double cropping. So there's some that are still just going in the ground. So I think soybeans are going to be the big wild card this year. Last year they really shocked us and surprised us. And this year I think they maybe have the potential to be a little more all over the board.
So with those folks that double crop then on the wheat ground, do they actually harvest that wheat or do they cut it up and bale it?
No, most of the guys around here that we work with, they have actually harvested the wheat. Some of them, a couple of them have rye, so they're getting that off and getting soybeans back in, and we'll put either a shorter season or one that's going to get tall pretty quick and hopefully turn around and then be able to still cut those beans as well.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the things that you worry about is the end result at the end when harvest time is going on. Talk a little bit about your insect protocol. Do you go out and scout from time to time? Talk about that.
Yeah, we're out scouting, doing things, you know, walking through the corn at my house alone, built some new fence, and so been checking that a lot, making sure the cows are staying out of it. So been through the cornfield quite a little bit. So not a whole lot of things. I think we're starting to see some, and I think the more humid and the warmer temperatures we get, we're going to start seeing some more disease pressure. Started seeing some more insect pressure here within the last week. Been quite a few airplanes buzzing already. So, yes, and most of that's fungicide. I haven't heard a whole lot of insect pressure yet, though.
That's what I was going to ask about the fungicide applications, more likely than not. The thing about funguses, once they start and you're not a proactive person, you're behind the eight ball, and that's not good to see. So those airplanes are an indicator for sure that people are getting out and starting that process.
Yep. It's going to be a tough call this year, especially with market prices on where it's going to land and what we're going to hit. You know, tar spot down here, down in Wayne County, in this neck of the woods, we didn't see a whole lot of pressure. I don't know kind of what up that way. I know more up that way, you guys see more pressure earlier that affected yields, but by the time we really seen tar spot last year, it was way too late to really affect anything as far as yield width. But you could definitely see it on the plant in the harvest, and by the end of the fall when the combines were all dusty and dirty, you could tell that tar spot was here down here.
Let's talk about the haying situation. Of course, hay is the holiday crop. You get it off for the first cutting around Memorial Day. Of course, we're just past 4th of July. How's things look down your way with the hay?
Looked pretty good. Guys kind of got after it there once they got wrapped up. Like you said, there throughout June, through the middle of June, got a lot of hay. I think there was some pleasant surprises on the amount and quality. The weather here, I think, this week has kind of got people on the board about when to start doing second cutting. So I know they talked a little bit for a chance of rain, and that would be Wednesday today. Some guys I'd heard were going to wait till maybe and see what happens then, and I think there'll be some second cutting. They'll be ready to go here before long.
All right. And, of course, you've got cattle herd, cattle operation, cow-calf action. Talk about how those things went since the spring.
Yeah, things have been good there. You know, cattle prices were great, so I had some older cold cows I got rid of. It was probably good, and keeping some other things around or keeping the cows and calves around. And so they're just fun to have and lets the kids do something and have something to look at every night when they come up.
You know, the funny thing about cows, you talked about culling those cows. My dad had a theory if they're able to have a calf without any problem assisting, he'd keep them. And lo and behold, we had some cows that were old enough to vote. And I don't think that is a great practice by any stretch of the imagination. But what do you look for on when you talk about culling those cows?
Mainly mine's just older, the ones that I older with. And so a couple of them, you know, stifled out. A couple of them have a couple bad feet and udder issues. And with the way the prices were, I rotate some things around, so I got rid of a little pasture, and so it was a great time to get rid of them with the way the markets were and kind of the where the things were on my operation.
Everybody knows that farmers wear a multitude of hats. You're supposed to be a weather guy, you're supposed to be a marketer guy, you're supposed to be a mechanic, but you also are involved with the Wayne County Fair as well. You're the president of the fair board. Talk about your fair situation coming up and what you're looking forward to.
Yep, we're about 2 weeks out here from the fair down here in Cordon. So Wednesday night will be our big kickoff Wednesday. Other things will be coming in, open class and things like that on Monday and Tuesday, and get going with that. And so Thursday, we've switched our schedule around again for kind of a couple different reasons. But Thursday we'll be back to tractor pulling. And so the PPL or the Pro Pulling League will be coming to town on Thursday to do that. Brad Duckworth and the rodeo crew will be there Friday and Saturday for two nights of full rodeo. And then we're going to bring motocross back to Wayne County. And so since I've been down here in 2011, that's not been anything that's happened at the fair, but it will be back this year. And so excited for that.
As everyone should in Wayne County, as that fair is going to be the highlight for a lot of agricultural items for the youth, both young and old, as those kids start out in 4-H and then end up in FFA and get those activities to the county fair. And lo and behold, they might even be able to make it to the state fair. I've been talking with Dan May down there for my edition of Farmer Friday. Dan is a producer down in Wayne County. Dan, thank you so much for chatting with me on KIIC. And a reminder to our listeners, if you want to listen to this podcast all over again, all you got to do is go to the KIIC website at www.kiicradio.com and select that Audio Vault tab that's on the top banner. Then on the right side, you'll be able to see all the other Farmer Friday podcasts, and you can listen to those or this particular one with Dan May.
Thanks, Pat.